Over the course of the last 24 months, we have seen a twofold increase in the level of people in need of emergency accommodation. The original number in Derry and Strabane was 642. It's now up to 1,250. But the figures across Northern Ireland are much more stark. Between 2019 and 2021, there was an increase of 115% in just over 1 year. So that's an increase of over 5,000 new applications for emergency accommodation. We often talk about the housing crisis in the south of this island, but there's absolutely a very serious housing issue here in the north. And what's more worrying is that when we should be dealing with this issue, we have a fight, a sham fight between the DUP and Sinn Féin over Irish language.
And indeed, that does beg the question, what's going to happen over the course of the next number of days? Because as we know, Arlene Foster is gone. Paul Given is set to take over as First Minister if that agreement can be reached. Some concerns that perhaps next week we won't have an executive, and where will we be then?
They've had this fight before, and as a result, the Assembly was collapsed for 3 years. In those 3 years, health waiting lists spiralled out of control beyond all recognition. Also, we have 280 children without a school place this year. And further to that, again, we have this issue around housing. You know, Sinn Féin and the DUP need to get their priorities right. They need to put the interests of people first and put their own selfish agendas aside. Bringing down the executive will achieve nothing. And if Sinn Féin believe it will achieve anything, they're fools, because the Tory government will do nothing for the nationalist population here in Northern Ireland. And over a 3-year period, that has become very, very clear.